We have with us now Dave Capella, and he is the Jail Ministry Coordinator for Catholic Charities of the Diocese of Covington. David, thank you for being with us today.
Well, Father, thank you for having me on.
There are a lot of people who are in prison, you know, definitely need the good news.
Yeah, Father, and really that's what we're there doing. We're planting seeds through our volunteers. We have about 50 volunteers that go into the 3 detention centers here in Northern Kentucky, and they're planting seeds. And one of our volunteers recently, actually Deacon Jim Bain, I talked to him today, and he said, you know, Dave, what we're doing is we're giving hope to the hopeless, and that's really what the jail ministry is all about.
Do you think sometimes it is that sense of hopelessness that led these people into crime?
Yeah, you know, when we go in, we don't ask people that we meet with why they're in there, but generally they'll tell their story, and a lot of times you hear about that. There was a gentleman I was in with another volunteer. We were talking about actually reading the gospel with the lost sheep and the lost coin. But he asked, you know, the question. He said, you know, I've done some things to feed my family. I've done things that I had to put food on the table, and that's why I did it. And so he was in a desperate situation and did what he thought he had to do to take care of his family.
I know it's hard to feel that kind of desperation in a country as prosperous as ours with all the services that we have, you know. You just wonder if he would have known more about things like Catholic Charities and St. Vincent de Paul, maybe that might not have happened.
Yeah, that's a possibility. You know, I don't know his specific situation or where he was from, but he said that he was just in that difficult situation. But, you know, the nice thing is we were able to assure him by, you know, reading the gospel, and talk about repentance and just talk about, you know, look, that the joy in heaven, as the gospel said, there's more joy in heaven for that one lost sheep that has repented than the 99 that didn't need repentance. So we believe that he got some encouragement out of that.
Well, you know, in carrying out ministry to imprisoned, which is more important, do you think, to listen to them or to speak to them?
You know, first of all, it's just our presence. The number of times that volunteers, or when I've gone into the detention centers, that you hear the people we speak with, that we took time just to come see them. And that, you know, I was at the Boone County Detention Center one night, and a guy said, you know, there's 1,000 people that drive by this detention center, but you gentlemen came in to see us. And I think just, first of all, your presence, just showing that they have value, that someone cares about them, is probably the most important thing. And then I think, secondly, listening to them, because every day they're seeing the same people in the detention center, talking to the same corrections officers, and just having, you know, be able to tell their story, talk about what's going on in their lives without any judgment. I think that's very important. And certainly we do spread the faith. We are reading scripture with them and providing Bibles and prayer books and so on. So there is that component to it, but listening is probably even more important.
Now, I know we can always use more volunteers. And I forget, did you say you have about 50 volunteers that are helping you right now?
Yeah, about 50 volunteers. We've really worked hard on increasing our volunteer base. But a lot of that comes from people that go into the detention center and then share it at a prayer group or share it with a parishioner or a friend. And then I get a phone call or an email that says, hey, you know, so-and-so went into the detention center. They've been doing it for a month or two. They really like it. How do I get involved? What are the steps to get involved with the jail ministry?
Have any specific parishes in Covington or Newport kind of taken on this as a specific ministry for them?
You know, I wouldn't say any in particular. You know, we do collaborate with St. Vincent de Paul on a clothing drive. I realize it's not a parish, but we collaborate with them, and also on providing goodie bags with cookies and candy at Christmas and Easter and so on. But I have gone to some parishes and spoken, and so those parishes that I've gone to talk to may have a little higher representation than some of the other parishes, but you know, we have representation from several parishes.
Tell me, how long? Oh, we're speaking here with Dave Capella, who is the Jail Ministry Coordinator for Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Covington. Now, these detention centers you go to, there's 3 of them. Are they mostly short-term incarceration?
Typically, although there are some inmates that are serving out their sentence, their final sentence, because the prisons, the state and federal prisons, are full. In fact, there was a person we talked to the other night who said he was actually a federal inmate, which kind of surprised me. But some of the sentences that are shorter, that are nonviolent, they will serve their sentences there. And in fact, we've started some programs for those inmates. We actually have several volunteers teaching a parenting class, where at the end of the 8-week session, provided they come to class, they participate, they complete all their work, they can actually get 90 days off their sentence if they're state inmates.
Boy, that's a wonderful thing for parenting classes, huh?
Yeah, it is. And you know, it's interesting to see the transition. You know, I haven't taught the class yet, but I've sat in on some of the classes. You said it's 8 weeks. You go to week one, and this is a parenting class for fathers. You go to week one, they're kind of quiet. They don't say much. By week eight, they're opening up. They've talked about, you know, where they want to improve, how they want to improve. And you hear from them that they're talking to their families more, they're calling, they're writing more. So it really is a very, very good class.
Well, that's a very important thing. If you're helping rebuild relationships, you know, when people end up leaving prison, and they're almost starting at with nothing. You know, the old days, it used to be $10 and a new suit and you're out on your own. But if they're able to kind of heal or remake these relationships by their own growth in this time, that's great, a gift.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the two things that I've been struck by the most by being involved in the jail ministry is one, just the humility, actually, of the people we meet, because I thought I would be meeting people with a lot of bravado and maybe being brash, but no, they're very humble. They're very upset about what they've done. And then is just people exiting. If you can imagine being somewhere for 6 months, 2 years, 3 years, or even longer, where you're told when to eat, when to go outside, et cetera, and then all of a sudden someone just opens the door and says, okay, go figure it all out for yourself. That's a huge shock. And I can understand why people end up back in the detention center or back in prison.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least, you know, that now if they get back in jail, at least now they have someone to take care of them or have a place to live or someone to feed them. Because when you're out in the world and no connections, oftentimes the only thing to go back to is what you knew before. And that's why you were there, so you don't go back to that.
Right. And that's why, you know, the classes like the parenting class, and just offering them encouragement and talking to them about repentance and you know, let them know they're still loved, God still loves them, God forgives them, so they, you know, have some confidence and start to build some skills, as you mentioned.
Now, have any of the men come into the church? Have you had like a little RCIA program where they can learn about the faith and possibly become Catholic?
No, those programs typically are going to be in prisons where there are people there longer term. Even though we do have some state inmates in our local detention centers, most of them are county inmates, and so it is difficult to start an RCIA program in a detention center. You know, we do occasionally see people once they've been released, and we've, you know, have a couple good stories about that, but we haven't had anybody come to church yet that I'm aware of.
We're speaking here with Dave Capella, who is the jail ministry coordinator for Catholic Charities in the Diocese of Covington. Now, Dave, you know, as we were talking earlier before, we need volunteers. Oftentimes, though, people are a little scared. Well, I'm going and doing prison ministry. You know, first of all, what kind of things do they have to go through in terms of preparation or clearance to be able to carry this out?
Yeah, well, first of all, through the diocese, they do have to be trained, Virtus trained, and so they have to go to that class. And then they will have a background check through the detention center. So there's an application there. And then when they're done, they'll sit with me for about 45 minutes to an hour, and I'll go through, review some of the do's and don'ts, review what to expect, and just, you know, try to answer their questions before they go in. You know, I developed this orientation for the volunteers based on Because a year ago, I had not been in detention centers when I started in this role a little more than a year ago. And so after about 3 months, I thought, well, what did I want to know before I went in? So that's the last step of it. And then when they go in, they're always going in with some more experience. And so they're, you know, they have a little bit of a comfort level. But there's no doubt, you go behind 2 to 3 locked doors. And I, you know, I tell the volunteers that and prepare them for that.
But in the process of this, usually once they do this, do they get hooked? I mean, has anyone ever walked in and say, well, I'm done and I'm walking right back out?
Well, it's interesting. I had advice from an experienced volunteer, actually, again, another deacon, who said, you know, tell them to go in 3 times because the first time you're kind of overwhelmed. The second time you're like, okay, you know, the part of getting locked in or the process of getting in, I'm a little more comfortable with. And then by the third time is a little more comfortable. In the year plus that I've been in this role, there's only been one volunteer that's stepped away.
Well, that's good. That's good. We need to keep building up. Well, David Capella, if people want to join the jail ministry program for the Diocese of Covington, where can we send them?
Go to covingtoncharities.org and then look for the jail ministry tab. My phone number and email are there.
Well, thank you very much, David Capella, the coordinator for Catholic Charities in Covington for Prison Ministries. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thank you, Father.